We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. I hope you grabbed yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, tea, maybe a muffin or a bagel, warming up some toast. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Boomslang Basketball Club action. A Sunday morning with you on Rob Casting Radio. We are with you at NYA Sports and Fitness in Newtown, Connecticut, in game number one today. Hopefully more to come, but maybe one and done as Boomslang takes on the Connecticut Elite team. Tough day yesterday in talking with Coach Ron before the game. He and I sat together for a little bit. We were the first two into the building. And Boomslang fell in their opening game by 10 to CT North Stars 25-15. That's the game that Coach Ron feels like got away from the girls. The latter game, what are you going to do? We Are One used their height to their advantage, and a very tired group of Boomslang girls with a long break kind of impacting them, they lost 43-11. So you put those in the rearview mirror. Now they try to get back to business and get a win here against Connecticut Elite. But it is that game against CT North Stars where you had a lead in it, and that kind of, that's the one that maybe gnaws at you. But again, forget about it and move on. I will warn you, we are starting in good shape with the internet. It did get spotty yesterday. There is an in-house Wi-Fi that we're able to access, but then it gets loaded up because the place gets full and other people come in. And cell service is spotty at best. Boomslang ready. They are in the white tops and bottoms, the dark blue number on the back, and the light blue on the trim. Taylor will go for the opening tip. And we're underway. Let's go. Sunday morning, off and running. Ball taken down to the left side. Put up. That's no good. An air ball bounces around underneath. Off the try from Logan. Turned around, coming back. Here comes Elite. They're in the black with the light blue and the white. Pass coming along into the lane. Taken underneath. Shifting back up top. To the left elbow it goes. All the way out. Around to the right side. A pull-up jumper. That's no good. An air ball lands right in the arms of Alexa, and she'll take it for Boomslang. Into the front court as she crosses the timeline. Switching hands, goes to the free throw line. That is up, and a travel is whistled. We are on court three, and all three courts in action. Not as busy as it was late yesterday afternoon. Boy, right around, right around that second game at 1 o'clock, boy, you could almost not move in here. It was just jumping. So it's Elite basketball in a scoreless first half as this bounces into the right corner and out of bounds. And we are standing right near the opposite corner underneath the Elite basket. So here's Boomslang to bring it up. Alexa will step into the front court for perspective purposes from left to right. She gets to the right elbow, spins on the pivot, feeds that pass picked off and brought back by Elite. They're dribbling down into the front court, spinning in the blocks to the free throw line, to the left elbow, and a jumper is, it's good. Looked like it was going to bounce out, but not the case. So Elite gets the first 2 points of the game. They lead 2-0. Here comes Boomslang to the right side. Good scrum over there, and Valerie always quick with the ball. And a foul called on the right side of the lane. Kate with the jumper on that right side. And it'll send her to the stripe. But this NYA Sports Fitness is pretty intense place. First free throw is no good. Hit off the front rim. Even guys walking around in security garb. He walked by me and gave me a good look over a moment ago. Second free throw no good as well. Ball goes out of bounds. So 12:25 to go in the first half. Still 2-0, a lead on top. Dribbling across the timeline. They've got it in the black tops and bottoms. Going to the right side of the lane. Switching out to the right baseline. Underneath the basket. Right underneath. Popped up, no good. Rebound turned, sent back toward the elbow, left elbow. Looking, they go back up top. Switching inside, jumper from the blocks. That won't fall as well. And the rebound taken down by Kate. So here's Taylor to bring it into the front court. Lobbed it down the right side. A collision there and a whistle. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Boomslang. Still 2-0. All three courts loaded with girls basketball this morning. A great start. And the inbound pass coming, and she stepped on the line. That's going to be a turnover. There's not a lot of, I mean, there's plenty of room on the sideline, but it's not a lot. You just got to be very cognizant of the black lines of the basketball court. So it's Elite playing the offense, working to the right side. Right sideline it goes. Good pressure over there by Kate. Inside it goes, up and good. So off glass, number 34 of Elite has all 4 points. 11:23 remaining in the opening stanza for a Sunday morning. Out on the right side, turning. It's Alexa. Bouncer goes to the sideline. She steps out of bounds, so it'll stay with Boomslang. Ryan Mahoney among those saying, glad you made it yesterday under the circumstances. Car needs an alignment, and these things happen. A baseline, no, a travel is going to turn it over for Boomslang. So I got home last night after a couple of pretty crazy rides. Did all back roads yesterday. Got home, and my son, who has been to Boomslang a couple of times, to a couple of games, he just looked at me and went, Dad, here are my keys. Drive my car tomorrow. So he's a good guy. Out to the right side comes Elite in a 2-0 game. Faking a jumper, that's going to be a travel. It is indeed. She took the hop step and then did not pass. So the ball turned over. Let's see if the Snakes can get things going. It'll be brought up by Alexa. Brings it across. Long bounce pass goes down the right side, throws out of bounds. So everybody a little fresh and refreshed and made for a nice trip under not the best of weather conditions again. A little foggy and still rainy in Fairfield County, Connecticut. To the right side of the lane. Now to the left side. Trying to answer riding off the rim was Elite. They get it back in the left blocks on the pivot. Sent down low. It goes off the front iron. A scrum for it. And we will get our first jump ball. There it is. And the official saying, whose ball is it? It is Boomslang ball. Taylor's going to inbound it. Taylor, the first player to show up this morning. She and her dad off to the right side. Out toward the right wing. Foul line extended. Going back up top on the spin. Here comes Taylor to the free throw line. Now another jump ball whistled in the lane. This will go in favor of Elite. 9:58 to go. In the first half, 4-0 the score. Coach Ron and I were sitting together when Taylor and her dad walked over, and Coach Ron just looked at her and went, how are you? And she said, I'm tired. Understandably, the girls played so hard yesterday, and a travel is going to be called underneath. Too many steps for the young girl, for Elite. Kind of looks at her coach and goes, wait, what? No, she took the steps. I could see it from here. So here's Alexa to bring it up. 4-0 with 9:45 to go in the first half. She's got it up top, turns around, leaves it for Taylor. Taylor switches hands on the dribble, goes to the left side, gets between the circles, free throw line, tries to dance in, and she's wrestled to the ground on a jump ball. It'll stay with Boomslang. Kind of shaking out her left hand. Hope you got home and enjoyed the balance of your Saturday night. I got home and initially went to sleep. Turning around, here's to Alexa. That jumper, no good. It goes out of bounds. And then my son and I ordered dinner, so all good. Here's Elite to bring it up court. From right to left. Black with a light blue outlined in white, and they step out of bounds. Now it's going to stay with Elite. Last touch by Kate of Boomslang. A bench that I believe is five deep this morning. Working the baseline for Elite. It goes into the lane underneath, and there's Taylor trying to rip it away. This time with the alternating possession, it'll go back. I thought Joey was about to come in off the bench. She was whistled in and then she kind of went back to the bench. Nonetheless, jumper missed by Elite. They have it back, and a foul has been called on Logan. They'll bring it out underneath the basket. Kate right in the face of the inbounder, and she throws it out of bounds to the Boomslang bench. Good defense by Kate. So Taylor already set to inbound it for Boomslang. They trail 4-0, 9:02 remaining in the first half. Alexa will trot it up, turns to her right, goes back to her left. That pass a little telegraphed, so brought back the other way by Elite into the lane, but that pass telegraphed, and Valerie intercepts it for Boomslang. So now Alexa looking to run, splits defenders, lays it up and in. And it's a 4-2 game on a fine play. So 4-2 the score right now. And for Boomslang, their first points of the morning and coming right out to us. We had a ball and a player heading right toward us. But we seem to not be any harm here. And by harm, I mean I don't want to be in the way of the game. As a whistle called for a push down in the lane against the lead. As long as the officials don't come over and say, you might need to move a little bit, we're okay. Inbound coming. Valerie puts it up, no good. Kate gets it back, puts it on the floor, tries to scrum for it, and a jump ball is called. 8:05 remaining in the first half, 4-2. Connecticut Elite on top of Boomslang. Valerie open, wide open underneath. The problem is Logan doesn't see her. Now she does get it into her. It's popped up underneath. And another whistle and a travel called. And it will be Boomslang basketball. Under 8 remaining in the first half. The inbound on the way. Logan looking to her right, brings it in. Taylor immediately collapsed on and a jump ball called. So it'll be Elite basketball. It'll be brought up by Elite from right to left. They have a 4-2 lead, heading over to the left side, high dribble, going baseline, turning, and that's intercepted on an errant pass out to the sideline. Kate picked it off, left it for Alexa to bring it up. Alexa to the front court, goes into the right side, spins through a double team, pivoting, and now she travels. She could not keep that pivot foot down and lifted it up just enough. And substitutions for Boomslang. And a heads up to Ryan, if you're listening, I may need a little help with a number because there's a face on the floor that I'm not sure I recognize. If there's any, or maybe faces. I see Ella has come on. Let's see, Alexa's still out there and dribbling through. This is up and off the back iron. Sits underneath for a putback, no good, and rebounded by Alexa. Alexa on the bounce pass going right. Lobbed in by Ella to the elbow. Alexa there, rolling on the floor. Picked up on the dribble to the right elbow. Feeds on the right side. Sent back to the free throw line. Turning around is Alexa. Bouncing out Taylor on the left wing. Taylor in. Goes to the right side of the lane. And that is no good. And we get a foul. And they're going to send it the other way. So it was offensive. 6:50 remaining first half. A 4-2 game. Dribbling into the front court. Going left side of the lane from the blocks. A scoop, no good. And no call as well. Taken right back by Boomslang. Looking to do it in transition. Right side of the lane and a collision and a foul called. There are bleachers once again on this court, but you're really working with not a lot of room. So The bleachers in this case are underneath the basket, and there's only one small set of them. So some folks show up with a camping chair or just stand. But there's a crowd here. Still 4-2. Right side, middle of the lane. That's put up, and it won't fall. Sat right on the rim. A scrum for it in the lane again. They go right side this time, working it back out to the free throw line. Turning around, it's sent back near the timeline and not dribbling into the backcourt. Good job by Elite. They keep the ball spinning. Middle of the lane, jumper. That's an air ball bouncing. Saved from going out of bounds. And Taylor able to get it settled down to be Boomslang basketball. 5:56 remaining. And finally, Joey does check in. And Taylor, who got told earlier this morning, if you need a break, let Coach Ron know. And that's what you got to do. And a foul called on the trail official. And it's going to be taken out to the sideline. .546 remaining, first half, 4-2, Boomslang trailing. Alexa almost had the ball stolen. Now to the elbow it goes, left side. Staying along that left side and brought back. So it's Elite basketball. Dribbling and sending along to the left sideline. Stopping on the dribble, lobbed in. Getting to the blocks, middle of the lane. Again, pivoting. Baseline jumper, that's an air ball. Goes to the far side, taken away from there by Joey, and a whistle. And a push called. The scoreboard there, not putting up team fouls, so it goes. So it's Joey to the front court. She goes right side for Alexa. Alexa working in near the elbow, backs it out up top. Waiting there, puts it on the floor, beginning the dribble, goes right side of the lane, down low, scrum for it, and the whistle controlled, or rather the ball controlled by Elite. So scoring at a premium here so far, a 4-2 game, and a jumper from the free throw line is good. So Elite has grabbed a 6-2 lead, and an official timeout has been called. We have a shoe issue. And Alexa will head out anyway. She had the shoe issue, so she will tie everything up there. And she will be replaced by Julia, who comes in for the first time today. So Boomslang now down 4 with 4:19 remaining in the first half, and the pass picked off. Trying to get back on defense is Boomslang, brought down by Elite to the right side of the lane. They work toward the right corner, heading baseline all alone. That's up and no good. She gets her own rebound, tries it again. It just pops up, nothing there. Underneath and controlled and sent back by Boomslang. Good job by Ella to get that loose ball. Down to the other end it goes, and a jump ball. Girls running hard, playing hard. And it's going to go back to Boomslang. 3:40 remaining in the first half. Clock got stopped. These little scoreboards can be a little temperamental, I suppose, as the clock was running. As this ball is intercepted, here comes Elite. Elite from coast to coast, down on the layup and no good. Heading right out toward us. It's taken back by Boomslang. They try to go from left to right to get back into the game. Trailing by 4, it's out of bounds. So back to Elite. In a 6-2 game. They'll step across the timeline, looking toward the elbow. That nearly stolen, but deflected away. Good defense. Splitting defenders, middle of the lane, that is up and no good. A second try on the putback, nothing there. Sat with Joey, here's another one, that's no good as well. Heading toward the corner, and now a whistle blown. It'll be white basketball, meaning the ball is going back to Boomslang. The The inbound to Joey. Joey backing in, feeds out right side. Getting in, splitting defenders to the blocks. And a turnover brings it back for Elite. Elite with a four-point lead late in the first half. Down to the blocks, that is up and good. So Elite strengthening the lead now. It's 8-2. 2 minutes to go in the first half. And thrown back and stolen away. Trying to get back on defense. First try, no good. Heading down toward the left corner. They go left side. Now outside. Coming back in, into the blocks. Underneath, good. Number 34 leading the way with 6 points. It is a 10-2 game with 1:41 remaining in the first half, and Coach Ron wants to talk it over. And the officials saying, both teams, check your shoelaces. Took a moment and wrote a few thoughts about yesterday, and really wrote more about the drive and the weather conditions and the car sloshing around and all that, but it was also just some of the things you see in a place like this yesterday. It really was quite an operation. And just some of the various personalities. You do see it all. The hyper-involved parents, the emphatic coaches, and then you see a really good group like Boomslang, which is really a pleasure to be a part of. And Elite seems to be very well organized and a good group of girls as well. So out comes Boomslang. It will be Ella to inbound. 1:35 remaining first half. Trying to split through defenders, working out to the left side. A jumper is good. So Boomslang cuts it to 10-4, but a whistle on a foul from behind. Yeah, there we go. It'll be Elite basketball. And now it's going to be Boomslang basketball. Motioning, they got to get the ball in. And it's in. All right. A little nerve-wracking there for a moment as Ella throws it ahead, and here comes Elite. Elite back the other way for the layup, and they score. The lead back to 8, 12-4, and 1 minute remaining in the first half. 8-point lead, under 1 minute to go. Right side of the lane, heading down toward the baseline, and a whistle. There was definitely a CT North Star game behind us. Older girls than yesterday. And that game is 6-4 right now with 4 minutes to go in the first half of that one. Can't tell what's going on with the other game. All right, free throws for Boomslang. With 51 remaining in the first half. And the first one, an air ball. On the second one, no good as well. So there we go. 12-4 game, 49 seconds to go in the half. On the left side, trying to work in, lob to the elbow, splitting defenders, too hard off glass. Rebounded by Boomslang, they've got it. Joey stepping ahead, gives it to Julia. Julia had to pick up the dribble and then stop, and it goes ahead into the front court. Right side now with 29 remaining in the half in an 8-point game. Out to the sideline, knocked around, Elite gets it back. Up 8 with 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Down into the front court. Splitting around to the right side. 14 remaining. Pull up. No good from the right baseline. Reset by Elite. They've got it with 8 remaining in the first half and dribbled off a foot and out of bounds. And it'll be Boomslang ball but they only have 6 seconds remaining in the first half. Joey will bring it in. In and having to move with four. Down it goes, turned over with two, and the first half will come to an end. 12-4, Elite on top of Boomslang here at the break. Tennis court quiet this morning. Practice court beginning to heat up. And all three game courts in action. And I'm still recovering from the Rangers winning last night in hockey, so that's where my mind was when I got home. Yankee game was not to my liking, so it was all Rangers for me last night. And then realized I kind of had to get up at 5 to get ready to come back here, so I made sure to call it a night. So there we go. Happy Sunday. And my son very much asleep when I left. ...12-4, our halftime score. We'll get right back at it in about 50 seconds. Kind of hear Coach Ron talking from here. He sits on the bench with the girls all around him, while the Elite coach has the board out. He's diagramming a play. And his girls all sit on the bench there. Fans in the stands and one player out on the floor doing a shoot around. So it's a comfortable scene here to get it going. Hey, if the weather comes back to being nice tomorrow, it will be Greenwich Cardinals softball action tomorrow afternoon. I believe the Cardinals playing the Darien Blue Wave, and we'll have the call. And he almost did a half-court shot, the person doing the shoot-around. All right, 14 minutes on the second half clock, and we're about ready to go. Just need 10 players to step off their respective benches. Elite has returned. Boomslang huddling up one more time. And back they come. And the officials explaining, White, you're on defense. Get over there. So it'll be Elite basketball with 14 minutes to go. Second half underway. Sent ahead down to the baseline. Now pushed over to the right baseline. Back out, right wing, foul line extended. Dribbling in to the elbow, splitting defenders, middle of the lane. Left baseline jumper, no good. Kind of bounced around and went off the glass. And the jump ball whistled right side of the lane. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Here comes Boomslang. And the whistle blows. And we have another sneaker issue. Looks like it was Alexa. It was Kate. Coach, the official having a lot of fun. He said, didn't I tell you to check that? And he was laughing, by the way. These folks who put all this stuff together, the coaches, the officials, and Boomslang travels, too many extra steps, they do just such a wonderful job. You can tell they love the kids and they love the game, and that's what you want. Pass along that passion. Here's Elite going to the other end. They're down to the left side of the lane, just off the blocks. Feeds back out to the elbow. Now middle of the lane, that's up way off glass, no good. And the arms flying and flailing and the jump ball whistled. Go. 13 minutes remaining. So here's Boomslang, lobbed in to the free throw line, setting the feet, and a whistle for a foul. And it will be to the free throw line. First free throw on the way. That is up and no good. Second one on the way. Boomslang trailing 12-4. It is up off glass and good. So Alexa has 3 points. It is 12-5. Sitting in the backcourt right now, going ahead. Elite bringing it across the timeline, heading to the right side. Bounce pass goes off to the right wing, turning. It comes back to the free throw line, pivoting back to the left. Staying inside the circle, though. Now back out up top, driving right side, bouncing off a foot, sliding off to the right sideline. A whistle from behind and a foul called. Oh, and a timeout called. No. The timeout was whistled. There are so many whistles here, it is hard to keep them all straight. I don't know how the girls do it. 12:27 remaining, second half. 12-5, Boomslang trailing by 7. What else is on the Robcasting schedule this week? I realize we're on the Boom mic, but you're also listening to us on Robcasting, and I'd like to hope occasionally you'd like to hear us do something else. And if you do, Darien Greenwich softball tomorrow at 4:30. Hamden Hall and Brunswick in baseball Tuesday afternoon at 4:30. You'll hear the clubhouse at 7 o'clock. Talk show Wednesday night from Mount Kisco, New York. You come on out and say, hey, we were listening to Rob do Boomslang basketball. We'll buy you a ginger ale at the very least. Salisbury Brunswick baseball on Thursday at 4:15. And maybe, although I doubt it, our talk show doubleheader, 4 o'clock on Friday. I'm not sure it will be a doubleheader week. And then next Saturday, Poly Prep in Brunswick and baseball at 2 o'clock. So a busy week on the docket. As this rolls around and taken back, driving baseline, it sits underneath for Elite. They work it back out to the right side in the blocks, controlled at the free throw line, left elbow, it goes in a travel, turns it over. It'll be Boomslang ball. So Boomslang will bring it up. Alexa will start it. She heads down. Going off to her right. Lobbed into the free throw line. Valerie brings it. That's thrown up. Crazy shot by Kate that almost fell because she literally just spun as it goes out of bounds. She spun and just hauled it at the rim. And hey, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. As it's in the lane, off the miss, and controlled by Elite. Do I have to finish that quote if you're an Office fan? This bounces down and goes out of bounds at the other end, so it'll be Boomslang ball. Of course, that's the quote that's attributed to Wayne Gretzky, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. But of course, Michael Scott of The Office tried to claim it for himself as well. And the ball turned over on a scrum. Alternating possession will give it back to Boomslang. So here comes Boomslang, trailing 12-5 with 11.5 remaining in this one. Rob Adams with you from Newtown, Connecticut, to the free throw line, and a jump ball. Boy, we went, what, a good 5 to 7 minutes without a jump ball? And now it's just every possession. It'll be Boomslang ball after the inbound pass was knocked away. So it's Alexa. No, it's going to be Ellie. Was apparently the number that I was missing on my roster as it's brought right in underneath and slipped out of the hands, and Elite will take the ball. Working in the black uniforms, they head into the front court. Bounce pass goes, turn around right downtown. In the middle of the lane, number 34 of Elite with 8 points, and it's a 14-5 lead with under 11 remaining here, second half. So Booms Lang. Jumper coming. That goes off the back iron. Rebounded by Elite. And Elite heading the other way. Heading down toward the right baseline. Rolls into the lane. Taken away, and Booms Lang bringing it back. But it's a 2-on-3. They do not have the numbers. A lot of steps, though, and they lay it in with Alexa. Alexa has 5, and it's 14-7. And on the inbound, she stepped on the line. So the ball turned over. It's the smiles that I love as Taylor checks back in. And Valerie will step out. Brought in immediately. Alexa converged upon, and out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Boomslang. So it'll be Ellie to bring it in. Calls her play, looks to Taylor, gets it. Taylor on the baseline, no. In the lane, another try by Alexa, and she is fouled. She's heading to the line. So at the line, first free throw is good. She has 6. Lead down to 6 at 14-8, trying to cut it to 5. Second one up, rolled around and sat on the cylinder and wouldn't fall. Good try, but it's going the other way. So 14-8, a whistle with 10:07 remaining. And it's going to be Boomslang basketball out at the scorer's table, which is literally a folding table with a scoreboard placed on top of it. Going to the right side of the lane, Elliott, her pocket pick, brought back the other way. Here goes Elite into the front court. Left side they go. Resetting further out on the sideline. Back in it goes. Big jumper. That's no good. Trying to pull it back from underneath, but the rebound controlled by Boomslang. Now they're bringing it ahead. Lobbed ahead. Taylor underneath. Stolen away from her, though. Right under the basket. 9:37 remaining. A 6-point game right now. A lot of extra steps. But, of course, the officials have a certain level of leniency and pushed out of bounds. And the push called on Ellie with 9:19 to go. And a jumper is good. So Elite able to get the lead back to 8. See if Boomslang can answer to get it right back to 6 with under 9 minutes remaining to the free throw line. That is good. ...16-10 as the press turns it over and it's taken away by Elite. Because Boomslang was able to get it back, but they converged. So they bring it down. Here's a turnaround jumper, sits on the cylinder, no good, goes out of bounds. You can't teach height. Said that yesterday. And that's why number 34 has 10 points and goodness knows how many rebounds. Boomslang basketball, knocked away, comes over to the near side. Alexa controls it, sends the bounce pass to Ellie. Ellie toward the right side and pushed. With 8:17 to go. 16-10. Ball to be inbounded right in front of the Boomslang bench. And Taylor had snuck away. The problem is the ball was not in play yet. Now it's lobbed in and went right to where Taylor was. But 34 right there to intercept it. So here comes Elite. Scrumming to the left baseline. And there's the whistle. This will be Boomslang ball. Logan about to check in for Boomslang. Now it's going the other way. And the official saying, it's blue ball, go the other way. So instead it'll be a leap ball underneath the basket. on the inbound and the whistle immediately. Good defense by Kate, and now it's going the other way. So another alternating possession puts it in favor of Boomslang. 7:55 to go, 16-10. Alexa has that ball knocked away. She gets it back in the backcourt, off the deflection, turns. Taylor brings it across and a whistle. They got number 32 of Elite on a foul. A non-shooting foul. 7:44 remaining. Boomslang down by six. The inbound to Taylor. She controls it in the front court. Gets to the free throw line. Ball bounced away, but a whistle. On the hand, the foul. And Logan was going to bring it in. Instead, Ellie's going to bring it in. Looking, she does get it in. It's taken by Elite. On the sideline, left behind, still in the backcourt. Ball bounces around toward the sideline near the scorer's table. Girl at the scorer's table flinching and a jump ball called. I get it. They almost came out of bounds right toward us at one point. I flinched. Do I get two for flinching? I don't know. By the way, the game behind us, not exactly a big scoring affair either. It's still 17-4 over on court two. As this goes down to the baseline and a travel is whistled. Here it's 16-10 with 7:16 to go. Across the timeline with Alexa, she looks, almost brought down the left side, but knew it would get picked off. The pull-up is no good from right near the free throw line by Ellie, but ripped away and taken back by Kate. Here's Ellie through defenders and a foul called. And looks like Ellie's going to head to the line. No, she will not. Excuse me. Taylor's going to bring it in. So a non-shooting foul. 6:59 remaining in this one. Went off the hands of Ellie. Now to Alexa. Alexa up top. Alexa goes right side. Hands it to Taylor. Taylor fires. No good. Saving it was Ellie from going out of bounds. Now they climb on top of it. Right out in front of me. And the jump ball whistled. Again, the effort outstanding for Boomslang. And here's a jumper sitting on the rim, no good by Taylor. Trying to get the ball back, and they'll rule the jump ball. 6:35 to go. Clock stopped, 16-10 the score. And controlled. And a lot of steps. That's a travel by Elite, so it'll be Boomslang ball. So Ellie will bring it in. Alexa from the left side, and she traveled. The jumper, and she still had the ball when she landed. Elite ball with 6:17 to go. 6-point game. Off to the right side, knocked around, heading down toward the baseline. Boomslang gets it back. A little work to do, trailing by six and 6:05 remaining. Lobbed into the lane, that ball picked off. But getting it right back is Logan. Logan goes to fire, had it deflected away from her. So pushing it ahead, it's picked off by Kate. Turning back, here comes Logan. Logan to the right side. Logan throws it up. It's heading out of bounds, but it's saved from going out of bounds. Nice play by Ellie, and then the whistle as they stepped on the line. 5:43 remaining, and a timeout called by Elite. 16-10 the score. So there's a certain level of conjecture as to whether or not we will have a second game on our broadcast docket. If we do, it will be at 1 o'clock. But we were also talking to folks here and they said guaranteed three games. Well, this is the third game. So we'll kind of linger around. And if you don't follow me on social media, it's D-O-U-B-L-E-5. So that and Rob Casting Radio. We will try to pass along whether there will be another broadcast today or are we heading back to Greenwich, which is where Boomslang is based, of course, and Boomslang with a rarity. About the only program I can think of that has their own play-by-play announcer on the boom mic. And we're glad you're with us. Stepping inside, off the inbound, the miss for Elite. They get it right back, though. Left side, working all the way out it goes. Left side, once again, stopping on the pivot. Down low from the blocks, up no. Still 16-10 with 5:22 remaining. Here's a jumper, that's no good. Middle of the lane one more time, and that's off glass and good. Number 31 with 6 points, and now the lead to 8 at 18-10. That's a tough possession for Boomslang, as tumbling out of bounds is Logan, and my gosh. Tumbling out of bounds, and the official just making sure she's okay, and she kind of looked up and went, yeah, I'm fine. Jumped right back up and got back to it. Looks like Taylor's going to bring it in. Taylor off the restart. And on the line is going to turn it over. No, did not. Excuse me. They'll do it again. That's in. That goes to the scorer's table. And last touch by Logan. So now it's a leap ball with 4:42 to go. And an 8-point game. Dribbling ahead. Left side. Now in the middle of the lane. But before the shot, a foul whistled. Back behind us, CT North Stars up 23-7. And they're under 8 remaining in that game. So now Boomslang ball. They'll bring it from right to left. Taylor dribbling. She comes into the front court, going to the left side. Stops on the dribble. Sends. But Logan not home. Now she does get it back. Logan goes right side. Had it knocked away from her. Joey had it. Middle of the lane. Now out to the right side. Trying to find Taylor out in the left. And it's taken away by Elite. So Elite gets it back with 4:06 remaining. In transition, it bounces out of bounds. Logan will bring it in. Looking to bring it in. It's Taylor. There's a mild press provided by Elite and turned over. They get it back in a two-on-two. Go right side of the lane. Player was falling down from the lane. That's good. The lead to 10. 20-10. Taylor going right. Had it knocked away from Joey. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Boomslang. Clock down to 3:35. And the Boomslang gang trying to get it going late here as the inbound was stolen away. Taylor trying to thread it into Logan, but again, you can't teach height as it does go to the free throw line. Turning, it goes back to the elbow. Now to the right elbow, a jumper coming. That's too far off the mark to the left. Boomslang had it with Joey, but it goes right back to Elite. They have a 10-point lead. They get another try down low. Looking for the feed out to the right blocks. That's up and no good. Once more, turning back to the elbow. An elbow jumper no good off the front of the iron. They'll try it again. Elite taking all the rebounds and the whistle called with 2:55 remaining. And it will be Elite ball. On the inbound toward the sideline, able to keep it in and keep the dribble. Elite still on the attack. Feeds out to the right side, all the way to the free throw line. Logan trying to provide defense. Shot up, no good. Once more in the lane, no. That's an air ball. Bounces around on the left baseline. Saved in the left corner. 2:35 remaining, 20-10 Elite. Underneath, they lay it up and in. The lead to 12 with 2:24 to go. And this bouncer intercepted by Elite. Boomslang will be making wholesale substitutions, in a moment as they just hit another, as Elite just hit another. And the lead now 24-10 and 2:05 remaining, and substitutions on their way. It'll be a whole fresh five. As it looks like Kate has come in. I see Ellie and Alexa, Valerie, and I may be missing one, but at the elbow. Up, and that's no good off the back iron from Ellie. Going out to the right baseline, turning around, firing. That clanks off the rim. Good possession here by Boomslang. Alexa turning with 1:47 remaining. A 14-point game, but at this point, you like the effort, and you like that they're continuing to just stay with it and keep following what Coach Ron says to do. As it's in the backcourt, off the miss, Boomslang gets it right back. Ellie tries to work it ahead. Ellie to the free throw line. The jumper stays low. Bounced around and out of bounds. Trying to save it was Alexa. 1:26 remaining. And Elite gets the ball back. 24-10. The inbound intercepted. Alexa's got it. She drives baseline. Well, she put it up and in, but they whistled the play dead. It'll be Boomslang ball. Got to get the ball in, and she does, right into Valerie. Valerie had it knocked away. Alexa gets it back and on the line. .118 remaining. Elite basketball. And you take all of these lessons, and it just becomes teachable moments. Boomslang gets it back with Ellie. She turns toward the left elbow, had her pocket picked. It goes the other way. Elite with 1:05 remaining in a 14-point game. Played it back to themselves. They've got it at the very top. Feet over to the left. Jumper coming. That's good. And the five that came in for Boomslang heading right back off with 48 seconds remaining. And Taylor will inbound it. 26-10, Elite up 16 with 45 seconds remaining. And Logan to the front court. Looks right, finds Joey. Joey right hand on the dribble, stepping inside, starts to back in, now turns toward the sideline, lobs to, looks like Ella who took it, or maybe that was Julia. It might have been Julia, I beg your pardon. Here's Logan again, had it stolen away with 27 remaining. Sent all the way down. This is up and off glass, no good. And it was Ella, by the way. 18 remaining and a jump ball. It may be a little while before we talk to you again, either in terms of hours or days. So thanks for joining us as this one is winding down. 14 remaining. Elite has it. We're down to 10. Scrum for it. Boomslang gets it back and a whistle with 8 seconds to go. And the result all but academic for Boomslang. The inbound made. Down to 4. Dribbled ahead. And they just blew the whistle again with 3. Logan will inbound with 3. Into Taylor with 2. Down to 1, and they're going to run out of time. And this one will be in the books. And the final score here is 26-10. As Connecticut Elite able to get the victory here this morning and help us to wrap up the early portion of our Sunday. Will we be back later? I am not entirely sure. If we are, it's supposed to be at 1 o'clock, but check your local listings is the best answer I can give you for right now. So we'll get ready to say adios for the moment, regroup, and talk to you when we talk to you. That'll do it from here at NYA Sports and Fitness in Newtown, Connecticut. With the final score, Connecticut Elite 26 and Boomslang Basketball 10. Keep an eye on social media. We'll let you know if we have a ladder game. If not, enjoy your Sunday, enjoy the balance of your weekend. And for the whole group here, Coach Ron, Ryan Mahoney, the whole gang, I'm Rob Adams saying so long. Final score, Connecticut Elite 26 and Boomslang 10. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball Club Action on the Boom Mic on Robcasting Radio from Newtown, Connecticut. So long, everyone. Powered by Robcasting Radio.